give him about a 15-yard run back and call it Oxford Blackhawk ball. So, Coach Dave, we are in period number three. This is the first of two games for this weekend. The game tomorrow at 1:20 will be the Sydney Warriors taking on the Wildcats of Johnson City from down at JC. That will be our first foray into Eric Race territory. Paul Wonka going to be carrying on the ground as he comes across the 40 to the 45. He's tripped up and brought down, but he gains three as we have had our first few seconds of period number three.
Yeah, he didn't go down easy. He was still digging for yards, but they marked his forward progress back a few.
We don't want to say he is well-rested, but he is well-rested. Snap goes back, and again it will be Wonka. You can tell him he's the guy with the dirty jersey and the powerful legs. And he comes off the left side of the line, picks up another two and a half, maybe 3 yards. It will bring up third and a couple, and the ball is at the Oxford 48-yard line. So we have only one open Saturday all season. So you can plan that we will have WCDO football for you every Friday and every Saturday all season long. Wonka carries the ball. He tries the right side of the line, is blocked there, bounces off, comes back, takes a few steps to the left, tries again, and by that time there were far too many green jerseys for him to advance, so that will go for no gain on the play whatsoever and bring up a fourth and two.
And I got to give Leland Slauson credit. He was one of the guys leading the defensive charge for Unit Eagle on that play.
Smith with the ball, drops back and then hands off to Wonka. Wonka will get the first down. He'll gain about five on that play. He needed two and got three more than he needed. All of that on second effort.
That was a good, tough run.
It was.
He protected the ball with both hands and he pounded his way for a first.
So Wonka carried the ball in the early moments of the first half and now has carried it three or four times here in the second half and carries it again and again gets a couple yards. He finds a hole, shoots through it, gets down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line in Unitego Spartan territory.
Well, they're riding that Wonka horse right now. They're
yep.
giving him the ball. He's going to be tired.
That's exactly what the Blackhawk coaches did to start the ball game. Ooh, man is drawn offsides. One of the men who moved that time was number 20 for the Oxford Blackhawks, Joe Jackson, and I believe they will say it was his boo-boo, and they're going to mark the ball back 5 yards against the Blackhawks. Coming over to the sideline, Jody Smith, he talks to the coaching staff, gets the signals, and now goes back and barks them out to his teammates in the huddle. 9 minutes even showing on the clock, period number three, 34-13 is our score. Smith drops back, now wants to pass, has the ball deflected in there by number five, Cody Smith, who reached up, put a hand on it, and swatted it away. So it will be third and 11 for the Blackhawks.
Oxford, they pounded it with Wonka. Now you think they're going to have to go to the air here.
Jody Smith comes back and hands it off to number 20. That is going to be Jackson. Jackson trying to get around to the left side. Can't make the corner. And as a result, it will be another short loss. moving the ball back to, we'll say, the midfield stripe. A loss on the play of a long yard. That will bring up a fourth, and we'll call it 14.
It was Kevin Thayer in on the tackle. He made a nice job of tracking down the runner and dropping him for a loss.
No fans have left. They're still watching this ball game intently. Pass comes over intended for Jackson. Jackson had it in his hands and then turned. And in turning, the ball popped out of his hands and goes down for nothing. Long strike. And it will be the Unitego Spartans taking over on downs. And the referees say, move those chains. Well, the one victim to the darkness has been the very intense football game under the maple tree down at the end of the field. That seems to have stopped, but the fans are still here concentrating on the game all along the fence and up in the bleachers. Now it will be Butler handing off in there to number 9, Kellen Komenda. Komenda is going to pick up the first down. As he battles his way down to the 40, crosses that, gets to the 39. That's where they'll mark the ball, give him a gain of 11 on that play, and give the Unitego Spartans another first down.
Yeah, and that was Steve Simpson in on the tackle for Oxford, and if he hadn't made that tackle around the ankles, that would have been gone for a bigger yards.
Could very well have been. This time, it will be Komenda split way out to the left side. The ball will be kept on the ground. It is going to be carried in there by number 7. That is Kevin Thayer. Thayer picking up a yard. He was just surrounded and smothered by white jerseys. Coming up on 7 minutes, period number 3. Tyler Butler goes over and confers with the coaches on the far sideline. Now brings in the play for the Unitego Spartans. He's going to split Kevin Komenda out way out on the far side, and they're going to go to number 4, David Van Alstyne. And Alstyne churns his way up across the 35-yard line, gets to about the 34. We'll call it a gain of about 6.
Nice little run. They had a blitz coming on the defense, and he missed him in the backfield. He sidestepped the guy that was coming, and he scooched up for a few yards.
So that will bring up a third, and we'll call it 4. Splitting out to the near side, Travis Woods. Off on the far side is Komenda. Long count, and the ball will be put into the hands of Jake Jones, and Jones will rumble his way forward for the first down as he will get down to the 25-yard line. Gain on that play of about 6. So the Unitego Spartans have picked up first down after first down, 5:50 showing on the clock. Coming into the ball game is Nick Wakefield for the Oxford Blackhawks. He replaces Justin Harding. Travis Wood split to the far side, Van Alstyne to the near side, and again the ball will go right up the middle as it is going to be carried forward by number 28, Jake Jones again. No gain on that play. They just flip the marker over, and it becomes second down and 10. Coach Keller and I will be down at Johnson City tomorrow afternoon. You can hear that game starting at about 1:20. The Sydney Warriors against the J.C. Wildcats on the first Saturday afternoon of the 2011 season. Into motion, number 9, Komenda. Komenda still on his feet. He gains a couple yards. He went into motion, got the ball, was hit while he was still running laterally before he had made his upfield turn. He managed to get that turn, still spun those feet for a couple more yards forward, and finally is brought down at the 23-yard line.
Yeah, he was almost sacked for a loss, but he did a nice job of putting his hand down and keeping his body from going down to the ground.
4:22 on the clock. Split out to the far side. Woods, Van Alstine to the near side. Butler barks his signal, sends a man in motion, drops back looking to pass, and he has a receiver in Cody Smith, and Smith goes in for the touchdown. That one started at the 22-yard line. Cody Smith goes in for the touchdown, getting that pass and going in 22 yards.
It was just a crossing pattern over the middle. Nobody kept up with him across the field. And the quarterback led him nicely. He took the ball, skirted down the far sideline.
So a 22-yard run makes it a 40-13 score. Okay, and that one came at 3:54 of the third quarter. It is going to be a PAT kick as the ball will be held by number 9, Comenda. It is going to be kicked up and through. Kicked in there, I believe, by number 24. That is Cody Nichols. So Cody Nichols manages to put the Unitego Spartans up by a 41-13 score, as this game has been pretty much the Unitego Spartan celebration of the start of the football season in their own stadium. So we are listening to live Tri-Town football on WCDO, and we're going to keep the ball game right here because they're setting up very quickly, and we've got lots and lots of time to get our messages in. So apologies to the guys along the line who expected to run out and grab a soda at this time. Ball's going to be teed up right at the 40-yard line. The official comes over and looks at the ball, touches it, hands it back in there to Cody Nichols. Now the 5'8", 158-pound junior tees it up, holds his finger up in the air to his teammates, and we're ready to go. He approaches it, kicks it low, and it's going to be grabbed off on the shot by Phil Jackson. He totally surprised, I think, all of us up here when he grabbed that ball. It was still on its upward ascent, and he reached up and grabbed that thing after it had traveled only about 10 yards.
It was a shot. It was the center of the front line, and the ball came right at him. He caught it, and he said, nice catch.
I don't know. You know, he'll deny that that was a surprise. Maybe it was a surprise to him, but it certainly was a surprise to me.
I'll bet he plays shortstop in the spring.
3:48 on the clock. The Oxford Blackhawks with the ball right on the 50-yard line. It is going to be Wonka again as he charges off, takes the handoff from Jody Smith. Wonka tries to crawl up over somebody's back, wasn't able to do it, gains about 1 yard on the play, gets down to the 40, well, we'll call it the 48, give him a couple.
They need to find somebody to compliment Wonka on the outside.
Oh,
he's pounding the ball up the middle.
Yep. Now scampering to the far side of the field defensively is Dan Shelton. Remember, we've mentioned him on staying right with Andrew Golden step for step. Ball going to be carried again by Wonka. This time he'll get about 5 or 6 as he finally gets down to, we'll call it, the 43-yard line. Bring up a 3rd and about 3. 2:52, period number 3. The Blackhawks with the ball. They trail in this ball game, 41-13. Lots of motion. The ball going to be given to Wonka. He'll get running room. Finally going to be pushed out of bounds. He's pushed out by, I guess that was probably Jake Jones who got a hand on him. Pushed him out at about the 35. Now they're going to say first down Oxford Blackhawks. That's all he wanted to get was the first down.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice run. Stiff-armed a guy.
Sweet run. Joe Jackson coming out of the ball game for the Blackhawks. Oxford does not have a huge team. They have not. Ooh, look out! We're going to have a backfield collision as the man with the ball that time was Sean McKee. And McKee carrying it for what may have been the first time in this ball game ran into one of his own teammates in the backfield. That slowed him down. He still gains a couple of yards on the play, but he probably could have gained more than that had he not had that collision.
Yeah, you mentioned they don't have a lot of numbers on their side. I think I only count 19 dressed right now.
But right.
They've got a few that are not dressed, maybe for one reason or another.
Wonka carrying the ball tries the right side of the line. Kevin Thayer dives forward, manages to get a hand on Wonka's ankle, and Wonka goes down hard. Now it is going to be Jody Smith who comes over and talks to the coach, as he does between just about every play. Now he goes back to the Oxford huddle, takes a step back, claps his hands, and everybody breaks up. And dropping back is Smith. He wants to pass. He has a man, but no one open, and the ball is going to be eventually coughed up. It was grabbed down in there by Kevin Thayer, and I believe they will say that Thayer intercepted that pass, and probably that his knee was already down by the time he had that ball burst forth. So the Unitego Spartans with 1-1-1 showing on the clock, period number 3. They take over 1st and 10 from the 31-yard line.
Okay, another turnover. This one going toward Unitego's favor.
Lots of Spartan fans here at Unitego tonight. And they're all happy because they're seeing the game go their way. Ball will be handed off in there to number 24, Cody Nichols. Gets a little bit of running room, barely gets back to the line of scrimmage. They'll say his knee was down, so he'll lose about 1 yard on that play. I don't really know. Is that the first time that we've had Nichols carrying the ball?
Yeah.
Splitting out to the near side, Travis Woods again. It's going to be Young on the far side. The ball will be kept on the ground again and again. There's going to be a loss in there. The carrier this time is David Van Alstine, and Van Alstine will be dropped back for about a 5-yard loss as the ball goes back to the 25-yard line. And we're down to 14 seconds remaining in the period.
This third period's gone a whole lot faster than that first period.
That it has. And they're just going to let the clock run out. So as the officials grab the ball and signal end of the quarter, we have ourselves a 41-13 game. The Unitego Spartans entertaining and pretty much dominating the Oxford Blackhawks. Friday Night Football being brought to you live on WCDO Sydney.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
41-13 is our score. Unitigo leads it here at Unitigo. Final 12 minutes have been put up on the clock, and we are ready for more football. The Unitigo Spartans now with the ball third, and we'll call it 14. Ball spotted down at the 26-yard line. And the ball is being brought back to the reserve quarterback in there now. Kellen Komenda is the quarterback after Tyler Butler had been in there pretty much for the first three periods of this contest. Komenda's pass will not be received, and that is going to be a fourth down, and we'll still call it 14.
And looks like he'll be doing the kicking.
And stretching the leg muscles is Mr. Komenda. Remember, he is a sophomore, 5'10", 145 pounds. He gets off a kick that will go to midfield. It bounces just across the 50-yard line at the 49 in Oxford territory. And again, it's one of those kicks that doesn't really go anywhere. And as a result, it's one of those shots that almost stops. Shake it up back there in the backfield. I believe that is probably going to be number 18, Dan Shelton. He's up under his own power and coming off, favoring his right leg just a little bit.
I thought that was Komenda doing the punting, but no, you're right, it was Shelton.
No, that's Shelton back there.
And Oxford was putting on a block on that play. Two guys came through, and one went up and hit him after he punted the football, and that's why the flag is down there.
But did Komenda kick it? I didn't think that he did.
No, I thought he did it first.
I thought that Komenda did kick it. But anyway, neither here nor there. We are going to have ourselves a flag on the play.
You can
talk to our expert here, and she was watching, and she can tell you who kicked it. Who kicked it?
I don't know.
I think it was Shelton. I think you were right. And he got hurt on that because that guy hit him. You know, he was exposed after he kicked the ball.
Well, Shelton's back in there again, and he's going to be kicking all over again. So I guess they are saying kick again, and this time he gets it off. Nobody roughs him up, and it goes almost to exactly the same place. But this time, instead of stopping, it takes a big Unitigo roll and goes all the way down to the 35-yard line before it finally comes to rest. You'll notice the first time the ball came just inches over the 50 and stopped right there. This time it went to about the 49 but took a big Unitigo bounce that kept on going for another 15 yards.
He just did a little pooch kick. He wanted to get rid of that ball right away.
Yeah, he was
hurt before.
That was anywhere near as good as the first kick. Not that there was anything wrong with
it. The results were good. He wanted to get rid of it. He didn't want to get hit again.
I'm just surprised he was able to kick, because it looked like he was favoring the right leg, and that's the one that he kicked with. So the Blackhawks with the ball now, and it will be kept on the ground. And
guess
I can tell by the dirty jersey, I can tell it's going to be number 30, Paul Wonka, who will carry. Wonka picking up a yard or maybe two on the play as he will get across the, 35 to about the 37. Second and eight. For you devoted football fans, we'll have Sydney at Johnson City tomorrow afternoon, 1:20 airtime. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Joe Jackson carries it, manages to get good running room. Gets almost enough for the first down. The man carrying the yardage marker bowled out of there, and they're going to say that he had to get to the 45. Now they're going to eyeball it across and say, yep, you managed to work that one just right.
Who was that, Jackson?
Yeah, Jackson. That was going to be number 20, Joe Jackson, on that carry, picking up about eight.
And the first down.
Now the ball goes back to Smith, who hands it off in there to Wonka. Wonka is going to be met by number 12. That is Quinn Barnhart, who puts a big shoulder on him. Right after that, Brady Bean came in. And also in there, number 65, Justin Fisher. And the three of them managed to bring Mr. Wonka to a complete stop.
Yep, yep.
Coming up on 10 minutes left in this ball game.
Oxford seems content to keep the ball on the ground right now, but I wouldn't be surprised to watch them fling one out there. Keep pounding it with Wonka and then try to hit one of your guys downfield.
You're going to have Simpson, number 81, off to the near side. Ugh, that is not Simpson. That is number 21. That is going to be Hayden Beagle, who comes over, draws lots of activity and lots of attention, and that's going to allow a big hole to open up for the eventual ball carrier. Are you going to give that one to Brian Simpson, number 12? Is he the man that...
I'm giving that to Wonka.
Did you give it to Wonka?
Wonka again. They both came 20 yards in a first down.
They both came off at about the same time. Lots of clean jerseys, lots of reserves playing in the last 10 minutes of this ball game. Smith now will go again to the workhorse Wonka, and Paul manages to get through for about a 3-yard gain. He'll get down to the 31-yard line, so we'll give him a 4-yard pickup.
Wonka's very, very slowly and steadily adding to his yardage. You know, he only had 35 yards in the first half, but I've got him up around 89 yards right now. He's carried the ball quite a lot in the second half.
And as I said, we do have a number of people in there we haven't seen before. Smith to Wonka, and Wonka is going to be able to get a hole on the left side of that line. He takes advantage of it, gets short yardage down to about the 26-yard line. We'll say that will bring up a 3rd and 1. But if you just keep chipping away at 3 or 4 yards every single carry, you will eventually add up to what you wanted to have.
Yeah, the last couple of plays, Wonka didn't put his head down and bull anybody over, but he was kind of hot-footing it around, looking for a crack.
Junior Hayden Beagle, again, off on the near side. This time will not be in the play at all. Wonka will manage to get down across the 25 to about the 22-yard line. And again, it is on his sheer determination that he will move forward for about another 5 yards. Sooner or later, they're almost going to have to go to somebody else.
Yeah, he's going to run out of gas. Well, he's got a few minutes still left.
7:34 showing on the clock. Smith goes to Wonka again. Left side, he's still up. He gets down inside the 15. He will be tripped up and brought down there. Two or three of the Unitego Spartans over in on the tackle. Cody Nichols, one of them. The ball is going to be down. We'll call it at the 14, although that may be a little bit generous.
Okay, he's about a yard short of the first down.
Now the ball will be again put off to Wonka, but this time he will come to the right side. And he manages to get the first down easily. The man who finally came over to put a shoulder to him is Norman Andea, a junior for the Unitego Spartans. And it will be a first, and we'll call it goal to go. The ball at about the 6-yard line. And this one, regardless of who punches it in, will be pretty much a Paul Wonka goal because he's carried the ball pretty much the length of the field. Wonka finding a hole, getting down very close. His teammates are saying touchdown, and now the officials agree. So Paul Wonka will carry it in from the 6. and he deserved that one.
He did. He really did. I mean, he carried the ball, like you said, the full length of the field. He must have carried the ball 15 times in a row.
Right. That is one stat that we don't share. Now we got ourselves a mirror image. No, we don't either. I was going to say it was 41-14. It's 41
and surprisingly enough.
18?
That's his
41-9
touchdown.
It's got to be 41.
Rushing.
19.
His only other touchdown was on a kick return.
So it will be Wonka again, but and now the ball pops away, but they say he got in. So Wonka gets not only the touchdown, but also the PAT run. So that means that it is now a 41-20 score. And that one, if nothing else, has got to be a bit of a moral score for the Oxford Blackhawks, because getting up 20 is certainly a lot better than having only 13. So we've got ourselves a pause in the action. 41-20 is our score. You're listening to Tri-Town Football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A long, low kick. It'll bounce at the 20. It's going to be picked up by David Van Alstyne. He'll battle his way back to the 20, the 30, across the 40, finally across the 50, and he's pushed out of bounds. But David Van Alstyne that time let that one almost look like it was a non-factor. It was just such a he didn't settle in under it. He didn't wave on it. Didn't do anything. He just picked it up and ran like the Dickens with it. Ends up coming back for about a 34-yard run back, and puts the Unitigo Spartans in really good position. First and 10, we'll say, from the 47-yard line. 6 minutes even, showing on the clock. In there at quarterback, Kellen Komenda. He manages to put the ball into the gut of one of his teammates, draws it back, wants to run with it, but somebody has some different ideas. Who would that somebody be? Number 30, Paul Wonka, who catches Komenda from behind and wrestles him down.
And I think Jared Shepard had a little assist on that, too.
Seldom will you find that it is all one person who makes an interior stop. So, first night of the season, a lot of people in shorts, nobody freezing to death tonight, I tell you. Komenda now pitches the ball back to number 24, Cody Nichols. Nichols gets a little bit of running room, puts his head down, gets back across the line of scrimmage, back to the original line of scrimmage at the 47, picks up another yard, and up now they're going to say back to about the 47. So we'll say it's third, we'll call it 10. The guy with the yard marker doesn't agree with me, but I'll call it about 10. I wondered where he's put that chain a couple of times tonight. 4:37 showing on our clock. For those of you who keep track of such things, 41-21 is our score. We are in the fourth and final quarter. Lots of reserves in there. In motion is David Van Alstyne, and a flag is going to be thrown long before anything is ever snapped. They're going to say illegal procedure against the Unitigo Spartans, so they'll move that ball back another 5 yards across midfield into Unitigo territory at the 48. I still think that guy is off by about 2 feet down there, no matter what. He may even think that now.
He's supposed to be watching that official.
Right.
Foot.
The ball is going to be thrown by, Komenda throws it down intended for, I believe that was Cody Nichols. And that time, Komenda would love to have that one to throw another time. It was right on the mark, and Nichols couldn't gather it in.
It was a nice-looking pass. He dropped it over the defender's head and almost into Nichols' hands. Nichols had to reach up in the air for a little bit, but otherwise it was pretty good.
I'll tell you, Nichols that time could have made one big fan out of quarterback Kellen Komenda. The ball is going to be snapped back and kicked away by Komenda and bobbled momentarily by number 81, Steve Simpson. He scrambles back to pick up the loose football, and by the time he picks it up, he is going to get creamed at the 15.
Well, that punt coverage got down there in a hurry.
Had he cleanly fielded that ball, he would not have had much of an advantage. But losing it for that extra second or two meant that he had to eat it at the 15 because Unitego players were all over the place down there.
Oh, yeah, David Van Alstyne was one of them leading the charge.
Zach Angelina coming into the contest now along with Kerry Hadlock for the Oxford Blackhawks. Coming up on 4 minutes left in this contest. So we will see Jody Smith and company. He barks out the signals, and he goes back in there to the workhorse, Wonka, probably not because he wants to, but because Wonka may be the only guy that's there. Wonka now goes across the 40, the 30, the 25, and he looks around, and he's got three green shirts all around him, and he doesn't know which way to go, and he's finally ridden out of bounds at the 20-yard line.
Mac Talbot, number six. Finally, he ran him down, but he had some company down there, but he was running all over the field trying to catch him.
There were three men. There were three men who pretty much had him surrounded, and the only option was the out-of-bounds side as he was running down that left sideline. He gets all the way down to, we'll call it, about the 23, give or take a little.
Where was the line of scrimmage?
Way up there.
That was about a 50-yard, 40-yard run.
Yeah, it was. We'll just leave it at that. Into motion this time will be Brian Simpson. Comes way over to the near side. The ball will be kept by quarterback Smith. He now is going to be ridden out of bounds by number 12. That is Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart grabbed him back at about the 20-yard line and just looked like a professional steer jumper. He just brought him down hard. What do they call that? Steer wrestler? Is that
Bulldog.
What it is?
Bulldog him down there. Bulldog.
Something like that.
Steer
Lose
wrestler.
My cowboy metaphors all of a sudden. 2:44, the clock still running. Second and seven. The play goes to Wonka. He'll get nowhere. It is going to be Jordan Mayo who gets an arm around him, and Mayo, being a big boy, is 6'1", 232, just put his heels into the ground and grabbed Wonka, and Wonka just stopped cold. So it will be a third down. The ball just inches inside the 20. We'll say third and about seven. Smith stands back up, looks up and down his line, now takes the snap, goes off to Wonka. Wonka is going to be tripped up. Kevin Thayer was the man who stops him that time. Thayer, as Wonka tried to go airborne, Thayer just reached out, grabbed that ankle, flipped him right up.
I think Walker's going to be ready for the hot tub.
Oh, I'm certain he will. I'm certain he will. After looking at the Wonka brothers last year, you're always wondering what older brother's doing. He's in college somewhere. I saw Papa John down below us earlier in the game. I didn't get time to get on and talk to him. The ball is going to be kicked up and no good. It is off to the right. So the field goal being kicked from about the 25-yard line will not count. And as a result, the Unitego Spartans will take over with 1 minute 13 seconds remaining in this contest.
Yeah, that was, he had the leg, he had the distance, but just off to the side.
Well, we had recapped the first half of this ball game when it was 34-13. And here in the second half, it has been a Cody Smith pass for all of 22 yards, and then a Paul Wonka run for 6 yards. So relatively minor scoring here in the second half of the ball game, as we have ourselves a 41-21 score right now. The ball going to be carried up for a gain of about 10 and a first down for the Unitego Spartans. My score will balance if I go ahead and make it 2 points for the point after touchdown on the ground. I was wondering why my records didn't agree with the scorecard. So, Commenda barks the signals. He's going in there to number 24, Cody Nichols. Nichols is still up and across midfield, and now he's off and running. He gets down to about the 35 before he is finally going to be caught from behind. I'm going to say Brian Simpson, a freshman, was the man who brought him down. If he had help, I did not see that other person. But it will be first down for the Unitego Spartans with 23 seconds remaining in this contest. Split off to the near side, Cody Nichols. And the ball will be kept on the ground, and eating it in the backfield will be number 10. That is going to be Corbin Henry, a sophomore, 5'9", 134 pounds, who ended up being flat on his back. And that will be the last play of the ball game, as the Unitego Spartans will let time run out and go home with a happy victory. So we have finished this contest, as it is turning out to be the Unitego Spartans leading it from beginning to end, and finally closing with a 3-touchdown lead, 41-21. We'll be back with the WCDO postgame show, including a very quick scoring recap and the handing out of a few awards. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School football on your station for sports, WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to CatalogOutletOnline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The
Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
I didn't like that right there. Did you unplug me? What was this? I got unplugged. Something. Am I plugged?
So the final score here at Unitego, it is going to be 41-21, the Unitego Spartans over top of the Oxford Blackhawks here on the opening game of the 2011 season. Coming up tomorrow, we will be having a game from Johnson City High School, that one coming up at 1:20 tomorrow afternoon. The Sydney Warriors taking on the JC Wildcats. And for you Unitego fans, we will have a contest for you next Saturday afternoon, the Unitego Spartans on the road as they play at Delhi on Saturday, the 10th of September. And we will have that game for you at about 1:20. So we have got all kinds of activity going on in the press box as everybody kind of wants to wrap up and get out of here. So, Coach Dave, you can throw your headset back on and give me a very quick recap of some of the highlights, and then we'll start talking about some of the people.
All right, recap of the highlights. Well, we had just at the end of the game, Paul Wonka overtook unofficially the rushing lead in this game. I have him carrying the ball 30 times today. Anyway, you know, this is unofficial, and he wound up winding up with about 161 yards, and he pounded in the ball only one time while running it, but he did run one back for an 80-yard kickoff return.
Not bad.
Second leading rusher of the game had to go to Tanner Carley, 150 yards on only six carries before he left the game with an undisclosed injury. We don't know how bad it is. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Not as much passing spectacular in the air, but Oxford had a little bit of success with it. Completing the ball four times to Andrew Golden. Pardon me. And other people on the ground, you know, touching the ball quite a bit. And some people pounding it in for touchdowns and scores. But those are the guys that stand out in my mind offensively.
Okay, the post-game show is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and putting our customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Coach Dave, your thoughts on tonight's offensive player?
Okay, I'm going to go with, from Unitego, Tanner Carley. He only touched the ball six times for unofficially 150 yards and three touchdowns. And two of them were long touchdowns, 56 and 68 yards-ish. So okay. We're going to give it to him, and we hope he can come back and be healthy because this boy's got a lot of ahead of him.
Moxie.
You bet.
The good stuff. And the post-game show is also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items. For a great deal and a great deal more, shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, and over on Route 20 or Route 12, I guess that is, in North Norwich. So, Coach Dave, the dynamic defensive winner for tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, there were a lot of guys to pick from. You know, Shelton had a good game for Unitego. Thayer had a good game. Smith and several players also from Oxford, but we're going to give it to little David Van Alstine. He did a good job pass defense-wise from Unitego, and he recovered a fumble, and he was just all over the place.
You can't say much more than that.
No.
And finally, the All-Purpose Award is being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith at 607-563-3533. So, Coach Dave, all-purpose?
All-purpose. Got to give it to the workhorse, Paul Wonka. I mean, he carried the ball a bazillion times, wound up getting over 160 yards on the ground, I think. Man, he ran a kickoff back for an 80-yard touchdown, and he was tireless tonight.
Tireless and probably tired.
Oh, now, I'm sure.
And nobody will argue with those, I am certain. Again, our final score, the Unitego Spartans, 41, and the Oxford Blackhawks, 21. Tomorrow we'll be at Johnson City for the game between the Sydney Warriors and the JC Wildcats. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490. WCDL.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.